Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question: where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Let's talk about the FANG stocks. So I want to educate people on what FANG actually is, because they might have heard this term and not really sure. So FANG, F-A-A-N-G, is it used to be called Facebook, but it's now Meta, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google. So big tech. When you have big tech companies, you know, the largest tech companies in the game, the most important tech companies in the world, they may have the acronym of FANG. And these are companies that stock had a tremendous rise over the last decade. Not this year, but the last decade, all of these companies' stocks did tremendously well. And there was, you know, they did so well that, you know, people really thought that those were the primary companies that you should invest in and focus your energy in those companies. But obviously, times have changed. Meta, struggling. Apple is still doing well. Amazon is going to be in good shape. Amazon and Google, but it hasn't done well in the last 18 months when you look at this chart. And Netflix has done terrible. So you, Ian, have proposed a new acronym called...
This is proposed by analysts. Yeah. Early this week. I have a theory, though.
I thought it was you. I wanted to give you credit. I didn't know, you know.
I appreciate a lot, but I don't want them to think that I'm jacking their phrase. The one that we have, I think, is a lot better, but I think it's really interesting. I have a theory, though, that people have been watching the show quietly and wait till we produce and release the show and then talk about the things we've been talking about after. So this list, shout out to Montana, looks a lot like the stocks that we've talked about here before. So Microsoft, absolutely. One of my babies, love you dearly. Apple, absolutely amazing. Tesla, Alphabet or Google, Nvidia, we'll talk about that in a few, and Amazon. So is Montana the new Fang?
We're gonna call it Montana.
So shout out to French. Let's go through this. Let's go through this one by one. Microsoft.
Amazing.
Let's do this. Let's spend like 1 minute on each company and explain why it's a good company, why it's a bad company, our thoughts on it. Microsoft. I know that's something that you obviously have been bullish on for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. Why are you so bullish on Microsoft?
Want me to go? All right. I'll start, Ian, and if I miss something, you pick it up. All right. So Microsoft, when they had the Fang thing, I don't even know why Microsoft wouldn't have been part of it, but it's perfect that this is in the Montana. Microsoft core business to business, they kill. Cloud service, they kill. Gaming, they kill. What else?
They have software on 85% of the computers in all of the world. That alone is enough for me.
There's four reasons why. It should have been on it already.
All right. Yeah. So there's that for Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Apple, pretty self-explanatory at this point.
Greatest company ever publicly traded.
Tesla, this is something that is a very volatile situation. Mm-hmm. Very, very volatile. CEO, what about Tesla? Why is Tesla a good company to invest in? Or is it a good company to invest in?
Definitely a good company to invest in. I like leadership. So for me, when evaluating what to invest in terms of the fundamentals, the first thing I'm looking at is the founder, because the company is going to have the DNA or the habits or traits of the founder in it. Even though Elon is volatile in some areas, you cannot deny that he is a genius. For sure. Probably a hybrid of Einstein and Steve Jobs rolled into one. And he's the only person that's been able to make electronic vehicles sexy. Like, we were the only black men that made investing sexy for our community. So when you're able to move a market, be a visionary leader, be a part of PayPal Mafia, the secrets that he holds are like unlike any other. And of course, California, of course, declared in 2035, all gas vehicles will be banned. They will go to EV. Therefore, California will be first. I think New York will be second. Texas will be third. Now he's looking at a 30 or 40 year window where if you think electronic vehicle, you automatically, he is the Mercedes-Benz of the EV market. Mm-hmm. You don't want a Prius. I want the Phantom that look like a Phantom. Shout out to Diddy, right? So if you're thinking electronic vehicle, if you're going to brand or market share recognition, they are number one in that space and they have no close competitors. Amazing company.
I agree with everything you just said. I probably would put Texas number two only because they're rarely building the facilities there. So like the largest population by state is California. So you make a move like that in California, 2035 sounds like a long way away, but it's not really when you talk about technology. And they're preparing for it, right? If they're the leader of the space and this is the most populated state in the country, that's mm-hmm. that's a big market. And that will set the trend for the rest of the state. So, yeah, I think first California, then Texas, and then New York will adopt it. And then once those three states have it, forget about it.
Everyone else will fall in place.
Yeah, and from a technology standpoint, too, what they're doing from the solar standpoint, from the batteries,
being able to lease that out, I'm sure at some point to other companies. Yeah, Tesla's one of them. You got to have.
It's currently at $270. It's split.
Yeah, 1 to 3.
It split a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah. So long term, Tesla is something that you believe in because they're gonna have competition. They're gonna have competition from Apple. They're gonna have competition from a variety of different people.
Yeah, Apple's gonna be their biggest competitor if they ever release that car or that truck. That's the only one I'm worried about. GM and Ford, I'm not worried about. They'll be laggards behind. But Apple is the one they should be most worried about.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Alphabet, which for anybody that doesn't know, Alphabet is the parent company of Google. So Google yeah. is a very impressive company. They own the company that we're on right now, which is YouTube. very, very big part of their portfolio.
Yes.
You know, they have the number one and number two search engines because Google is the number one search engine. YouTube is number two. Number two search engine. So they pretty much control the internet.
And I could argue they have the number one entertainment model for content ever created.
The number one entertainment model?
Yes.
As in, like, print your content on here for free. We'll figure out what's hot.
And I'll pay you after it produces.
I'll pay you after it's hot.
The opposite of Netflix.
Yeah, we'll pay you after this hot. We'll pay and we'll take 30% of what we're going to pay you.
No, yeah, or they'll frame it as, well, we'll allow us to keep 30% and you have 70, which even if you look for most entertainers, that's a pretty good split. You've never heard any issues with YouTube keeping their publishing forever or rights to the show, or even in some cases like with Amazon, which we'll talk about, you don't see Google remixing shows. They didn't make their own version of Mr. Beast. They let Mr. Beast coexist and just live. Mm-hmm. So also, they are a non-competitor to the creatives that are on that platform, which is amazing. So I think they have the best business model ever for entertainment.
Yeah. I just realized something, and we'll talk about this later on, but Tesla,
mm-hmm.
Google,
mm-hmm.
NVIDIA, Amazon, and Apple, for that matter, mm-hmm. what do they all have in common?
This is a good trick question. I don't know. You stop me. Go ahead. Let me phone a friend. Let me phone you. What do they have in common?
within the last, I want to say 18, but definitely in the last 24, just to be safe. But I'll say maybe in that last 18, they all split their stock. Was that it? All right, let's have this conversation. Because they all split their stock.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it beneficial for a company to split their stock?
I mean, especially now if you are in a recession or money is getting tight. So if you have a company, let's say like NIO, and current price of NIO is at $17.73. Even if you wanted to invest in Apple, let's say if it was like $5.90 per share, historically, you're going to be like, let me get the one at 17. And even if it goes up to 21, I have a chance of making some money. So it's very smart for companies that have major market share, like a true loyal fan base and high volume to split. So the cost basis will be lower. So pension funds can invest in them, hedge funds, and also retail investors and international investors as well. Because at one point, Amazon was so expensive, you wouldn't even think. It was like the cost of a mortgage for one share. Mm-hmm. Now that it's down, I think people are going to pile into it more. Same for Apple. Same for Tesla. I think it's really smart that Elon has done 3 splits in the last, 2 years to keep that price down. So that's the number one competitive reason, is to make the price affordable so more people can pile into it.
Yeah. More affordability, more profitability, more retail investors get involved. It's the number one reason, right? It looks more attractive when Amazon is $131 compared to $3,700.
Absolutely.
Right. Even if you're buying fractional shares, now you literally can buy a share.
Yeah. And we've seen this with Berkshire Hathaway. If we look at Berkshire Hathaway class A shares, it's $417,940 for one share.
Good.
Berkshire Hathaway B shares, cheaper version, is $277. So we've seen this before. I think it's a great adjustment for sure. And Apple, if people don't remember, during their last recession was not a fan favorite. It was volatile, like Tesla. So to now have a leadership position, you want to keep that base of investors. And people can say that it doesn't matter when the price doesn't go down in the company. We know people are publicly traded companies. It does have a negative effect on the employee base and company morale when your stock is getting beat up.
I agree. Yeah. NVIDIA, let's talk about that.
Yeah, NVIDIA took a hit. It's taking a hit. But it's still a great company. So yes. I'm glad that it's on the list because it's just a great company. So I'll just give you like the 30-second version of it. Why NVIDIA? We're talking about a company that is ahead of the game when it comes to AI, when it comes to the metaverse, when it comes to pretty much the future of computing. Mm-hmm. You talk about NVIDIA, what they've been able to do with the graphic processors. I mean, they're ahead of the game. And so obviously computing is something that's not going anywhere and it's only going to become more of a thing. You have to find the company that is leading the space in that area. And they're definitely that company. Even so much so, and maybe we'll talk about it later, that the US has decided to say, hey, mm-hmm. we don't want you selling any of these things to our competitors.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's my 30 second on NVIDIA. Love the company. In fact, I like where it's at right now. And I'm going to add it. This is breaking news. I'm going to add, this is going to be another one of my 1,000 shares companies. Yeah. So I'm adding this to my 1,000 share companies with AMD, Apple, and Microsoft. NVIDIA is going to be my next one.
Bam, Jamal, Troy, just in case. So I want to get some prices because I wanted to be in a group chat. Like, why didn't you say nothing? Load the boat price for sure would be $61.73. That's like, if you have to sell the house, and that's the price I would get in for a price that will probably come closer in the next 2 months, $75.53. So NVIDIA $75.53 is where I would look to put some capital in. And NVIDIA is another company I love. If you want to make your own index, you can put NVIDIA and AMD together. Their market cap is like $340 billion. They have 21% of market share currently. I think that will only grow over time. I know they're getting beat up right now. Yeah, we'll talk about it later, but they've had a hell of a run. If you go back, and this is why I always say, invest for the long term. In 2015, even towards the highs, the stock was like at $10. It grew from 2015 to 21 to $346. So when you look at Monster, Domino's Pizza, T-Mobile, we can talk about, the real secret is the only advantage that we have over hedge funds is that we have to hold for a longer period of time. And if we hold the right ones, we can have explosive growth. I love NVIDIA, even though they're having a setback with this issue with the United States and the conflict in China. They're going to be okay. And let's be honest, every recession, if you missed it, you always say, man, I wish I could have went back in time and invested in Apple, Microsoft, anything, right? And held it. And now we are here back in the middle of the storm. And everyone's like, I don't know if I should get it this time because this time may be different. What are the alternatives? Rashad just told you. Yes, you can rent a house, but would it be wiser for him to have put money into EYL University, the development of the merch, the quality of the merchandise to grow, or give your money to a bank so they can profit off of it? Please write this down. Every dollar that you spend is either going to make your family wealthy and free or someone else's. There's no in between. So even when you pay bills, like even the mission of running errands on a Saturday was created by Edward Bernays as a propaganda program to get people to go out in real time every week to buy more when they were not at that time to increase the sales for retail stores. So everyone running errands on Saturdays, and I'm like, the traffic is crazy. But look at how much of a brilliant campaign that was to get us to actually spend our money. Because spending is actually throwing away the day in which you can retire early and giving it to someone else's family in advance. So I want us to reframe and reshift the way we look at these companies. But in this recession, a company like NVIDIA, AMD, TSM, which we talked about, which is going to be a key like political chess move that we have to protect. Be mindful of how you're spending during this recession, but appreciate the blessing that we have to have this knowledge, to have each other, to be able to bounce ideas off of. Because in 2008, it wasn't there. And then to be able to get rich off investing in some of the best companies in the world. And if I've made you money, please put yes in chat. Get your tickets to Market Money's Live in New York. And we didn't do that announcement, but maybe we'll talk about it towards the close of the show. Got a couple of surprises.
A few. Yeah, and I said computing, and I actually left out the EV space, right? So NVIDIA is big in that, and especially when we talk about China, a lot of the EV companies that are there are using NVIDIA's semiconductors to actually use functions inside of the cars. So yeah, NVIDIA is one of them companies, man. Put it on your list if it's not.
Oh, Amazon.
Ta. You go this time.
You want me to go?
I already said it's still my stock of the year. I'm standing on it. I'm standing on it.
Amazon, I think it's no more. When it comes to the retail space and buying, one of my favorite tests is to always ask people, okay, if you have to buy something right now, what company are you going to go to? So for my entrepreneurs, we talked about media and how to grow media a lot last week. This week, I want you to learn how to identify a problem. So for those of you that are a little bit older, like how we are now, at one point, the internet was not reliable to buy things, and then going to a store is really inconvenient. They have created a system and processes where you are able to get your stuff so fast that even if I'm traveling across country, I'm like, hey, I need to order lights or a book. I know it'll be at the hotel for me by the time I get there. The reliability of the brand is one of the things that makes them absolutely special. Then Amazon Web Services. Then on top of that, even though they're not one of the top players in the space, they do have a media component to their business. Jeff Bezos is one of the greatest executives to grace America's soil, and he's grown that brand. And here's a good exercise. Put trust in chat if when you buy from Amazon, you trust that your package is going to get there. I've ordered from Walmart.com before, other places. We've all heard the stories of Wish. Well, you think you'll get a jersey and it looks like something that was made off the Cosby Show that Theo wore, right? So the quality is there. That's funny. And then when you look at historically where the price has been for the stock, let me pull up the stock real quick. It's only grown. And in 2020, I tried to get the lady to come on, but there's a member where her grandmother, no, her aunt has been in Amazon since 2003. So I'm like, what is that growth like? And what does it feel like to hold it? And it was like the best decision she ever made. They've had amazing and incredible drawdowns. But if you go back to 2012, what adjusted for stock splits, they were at $8.49. They're at $127.50 right now. And then here's the great part about investing in companies. When you're buying these companies, you are literally paying people to work for you and make you money while you do nothing. I've said it before, I like Michael Saylor a lot, and currently he's under attack, as I told you he would be. Go back to the BitBoy episode. Please watch the episode. I think it's one of the top 10 episodes we've ever done. If he would have just had VTI, Apple, Microsoft, or an Amazon in that portfolio, he wouldn't have the same pressure that he's currently under. Amazon is run like a machine, and when you look at the competitive landscape, they don't have Target isn't better. Wish isn't better. Shipt isn't better. Walmart.com isn't better. Alibaba isn't better. They have no competitors around that makes you want to switch. And when you're talking economic moats, trust is the biggest one of all that you want to have. And with the stock splitting, with people looking for savings, looking for convenience, especially if you're a parent, they're going to have another 20 or 30 year run that I think is going to be unprecedented. And they're moving heavier into the medical space as well, which would give them a huge leg up over most of their competitors.
I thought you was going to leave out the medical. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to touch on the media really quickly because it's a big space that they haven't kind of conquered yet, but they're in there, right? So when we talk about media, obviously they have their own shows. They've got live sports. They did the deal with the Major League Baseball, but they're coming into this area that we know a little bit about, and that is in podcasting. So they've seen it, right? They've mastered the audio book with Audible, right? And so now how do we master the next genre of that audio book? And that would be podcasting. So they're stepping into that space. And over the last week, man, they did something very incredible that no one paid attention to. They put out that Lord of the Rings show. It did 25 million views, right? So like in contrast, right?
What did they pay for it?
I got to see the numbers on what they paid for. HBO Max put out Game of Thrones, right? The new one, right? The
House of Dragons.
House of Dragons.
Yeah.
It debuted at with 10 million viewers. And then I think the second one last Sunday did like 10.2, which is great. You're talking about 25 million people watched that Lord of the Rings, that new show on Amazon. So when you're talking about now streaming, like this is
Jesus.
They really like they could really step into a space because everybody that has Amazon Prime has Amazon on as a streaming service as well. So you're already hooked in because most people who sign up for it are going to do Prime and get the 2-day shipping, but you also get the media service with it. So
can I read up a couple of stats?
They're poised.
Yeah. And the great part on the media side, the big lesson I want everyone to take away, and I probably shouldn't even say this, but your end goal for your brand should to end up being a conglomerate.
Oh, yo, your camera's flowing.
Isn't
it? Just went. It stopped now. You good?
So I can't talk with my hands. Listen, like Lord of the Rings, I can no. That's a lot to spend on the show. A, can we get a period piece show that we need to do? Because that's a lot of viewership. Shout out to Zavita. He was walking me through TV numbers. To have 23 million people watching one thing is absolutely amazing. But if you look, even though they have not dominated media yet, look how long it took Apple TV to get good. Like when I first got the Apple TV box, it wasn't much on there. It was clunky, but over time, they developed it, won an Oscar. Now, whenever they develop their version of Breaking Bad or House of Cards or The Walking Dead, and they have millions of people tuned in, great. Same with Amazon. They're moving into the podcast space. I know Charlamagne and Kevin Hart are doing something with them, so they're getting higher listenership. But when they have a hit TV show, and we've been talking about the Super Bowl, and I know some people were like, hey, I saw it in the comments, the NFL will never give up the rights for the Super Bowl to a streaming service. I'm like, what if they offer them $22 billion?
Can you watch the Super Bowl on YouTube TV?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I mean, it's they have like streaming rights, like so. YouTube TV, if you pay, I think like $49 membership, you can watch the Super Bowl. Yeah.
And look at this: the share of all online sales in 2021 was 56.7% of all sales, just Amazon.
That's crazy.
Like, Shoddy, Troy, Mike, man, what we need to do to get 56% of listenership just to be for us for business. Like when you have that much market share, like when people think to buy something, they're literally thinking your company. Mm-hmm. I never hear anybody say, hey, I need to go to. And let's be honest, even in 2007 and 2008, going to Sears or even in some cases Home Depot, I was with Tabiti yesterday. He was doing appliance shopping. Shout out to all the good men that, you know, got to go appliance shopping with the wives and stuff like that. Phew, I'm not there yet. But those experiences are not nice. And back in the day when I would watch Blockbuster or go to Blockbuster to get candy, you can literally watch a movie on Amazon, order popcorn the day before, have it, or maybe even have it there the same day, have fun, watch the same amount of shows, and waste less time. And they are responsible for 56.7% of all sales online. That is a legal cartel.
Yeah. And we spoke about the infrastructure. We spoke about infrastructure in terms of like, hey, they're quietly building. Like every 4 years, they just quietly build more factories, right? So now it's not 2-day shipping. Now it's same day shipping. Mm-hmm. Now it's, you know, the next thing is like, hey, your medication will be there in 4 hours. So like they're quietly doing these things.
Yeah.
And they're just building and building infrastructure, man.
And then wait till they start delivering, you know, house calls and doctor visits to your house, and they help America get healthier. That's going to be something. And also then they have Whole Foods. So now they can tell you, hey, you went to this doctor. I know the data is supposed to be separated, but we want America to be healthier because one of the biggest expenses that we have is healthcare. If I was at Amazon, I would position it. Okay. Eat healthier. Here's a plant-based lifestyle that everyone can agree upon. We need to redo the food pyramid because it's not actually what we are supposed to be eating. There was a lot of lobbying that went into that. So now you can get your food from Whole Foods, the vitamins from Amazon, exercise programs on Amazon, what to listen to make your life better, and all the health and wellness books. Just in that healthcare space, they'll be able to dominate, but to have the trust that they do. And then Amazon Web Services on top of it. It's hard to argue why, like
the ad revenue business. It's on pace to to rival Alphabet, if not pass it, over the next 2 years.
Those are the one or two. Those are like the Drake and J. Cole right now. Amazon. So I would say Google is Drake and Amazon is J. Cole right now. Both are great to have. If I'm Lucian, I want both. I want everyone to stop competing about which one is better. It's not about which one is better. It is about which one you should have in your portfolio. And the answer is usually both. Same with real estate. You need business, media, real estate. You need long-term investing. You need short-term investing, because now in a recession, you need as many revenue streams as possible. I remember when I said maybe 2 years ago, you need 28 streams of revenue. And everyone was like, hey, you're crazy. And now I'm seeing more entrepreneurs be like, man, I'm up to 20. Thank you for telling me, because when this recession hits, if you didn't have 12 or 13, you're in a lot of trouble. So I think Amazon is one of the greatest companies ever created. And also historically, the retail space has been a horrible experience and horrible to invest in. They've done an amazing job.
Yeah. And shout out to Cole. He's on the cover of 2K.
Really?
Yeah. He got the cover of 2K, the Dreamers edition. Shout out to Dreamville.
Wow. Yeah.
Shout out to the team. All right.
That's that. We got them all. Montana.
So which one is better? And put it in chat. You think Fang is better? Fang's lineup is Meta, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google. Or do you think Montana's is better with Microsoft, Apple, Tesla, Google, NVIDIA, and Amazon?
Yeah.
Put it in chat. Put in chat. Which one do you think is better? Fang or Montana?
Yeah. So Montana. They obviously removed Netflix.
The biggest ones are the Fang has Meta and they have Netflix.
Yeah.
And
those are the two biggest.
Montana has Microsoft, Tesla, and NVIDIA, because Google, Amazon, and Apple are in both.
Yep.
So it really comes down to Microsoft, Tesla, and NVIDIA versus Meta and Netflix. Who wins?
Okay, hold on. We're matching. What's the lineup again? Because I'm gonna do my Stan Van Gundy after this.
All right. Jeff, so
now you're gonna do your Mark Jackson.
To make it as easy as possible, we'll just do a 3-on-2 because the other ones are already in it. So Microsoft, Tesla, and NVIDIA versus Meta and Netflix.
Okay, Microsoft would be LeBron, second year with the Heat. Tesla would be Giannis. NVIDIA would be Luka.
Or I was going to say Ja. Okay.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Meta, Anthony Davis, when he's hurt. Shout out AD. I don't want no problems. Shout out to everybody in Chicago, right? Netflix is John Wall. I love you, John. I don't want no problems. I want no smoke. I love you and your family. Shout out to everybody in H-Town. Everybody in D.C., leave me alone. John, I love you. But used to be incredible, but now they're on the down cycle of their career. John Sally, please provide me some protection from John Wall, please. Charles Barkley. So, yes.
Well, there you have it. That sounds like a blowout victory to me.
Yeah, I guess I know what we're going with.
And listen, two tech, two index, no stress. Like I keep saying, like investing is not hard. And I was having this conversation with Pierre, like nothing in life is really complicated. We as humans make it complicated because we want to stop the process of walking into greatness. That's why I always say everything about the merchandise you guys create for the fashion line. You could have had 94 more sayings. It's smart to just stick with one that works. Too many SKUs, too many problems. Please put that in chat. VOO, VTI, Apple, Microsoft. Amazing. On the crypto side, Bitcoin, ADA, Ethereum, pick a dark horse and you're good. The most important thing is to reinvest. Like imagine if Earn Your Leisure changed their company name every week and Red Panda changed the name every week. You wouldn't be able to trust it. So a lot of times when you're trying to find more advice, more insight, a different portfolio. Because let's be honest, if you invest in VOO, VTI, Apple, Microsoft, as scary as it was, if you invest in Apple is close to getting back to its all-time high. And Microsoft is setting the world on fire. And we brought you this strategy and mentioned Microsoft, Tesla, NVIDIA, AMD way before these other analysts did.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.